Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Coach Raquel, and this morning I felt inspired to to have a conversation with my listening audience here on Finding Happy. So usually I would broadcast live on our radio, umeradio.com. Get the app, please, and support us, UME Radio. That's the letter UME Radio. And usually I would broadcast directly live on our radio. But this morning I woke up and I've just been thinking, and I thought, you know, let me just share my thoughts. Let me just have an open conversation with those who are listening, because somebody out there may be feeling the way I'm feeling. And today, this morning, a little more than usual, I'm feeling extremely single. Yes, I'm feeling very single. Almost alone, but I don't feel alone. I just feel single. Have you ever felt single? Just single, like it's just you. Yes, that's what I'm feeling. And so this morning, I was kind of feeling that way. And I was remembering just past experiences with men, and because that's what I'm inclined to. And I was just thinking that, or realizing that, I think I've developed a fear of men, you know, or of loving men, fear of having my heart broken, fear of loving the wrong man, or fear of investing my heart and my time in the wrong person. And so as much as I was thinking that I was feeling single, that I am feeling single, on the other hand, there's that fear that I'm also contending with. You are listening to UME Radio. I am Coach Raquel, and this is Finding Happy. Finding Happy is a little podcast I started back in 2019, when I was going through what I believe was a stint of depression, and I was trying to find my voice. I had gone through a period of having my business stolen from me and a whole other host of things happening to me, and I was trying to find my voice again. And so I started this podcast. Now we're at season 3. I've had some interesting and amazing interviews or conversations with persons who have been on my show. And I'm so thankful that I have this opportunity, you know, that I've had this opportunity and that I've had this space to go to when I want to talk and I don't necessarily want to talk to someone, or when I'm not quite sure how I'm feeling and I want to navigate that through talking, then I come here. I come to the microphone, and it always welcomes me. It never shuns me. It's never unkind to me. The microphone is a safe space for me. So if you're someone like me who you suffer from depression, or you sometimes feel like you can't find your voice, or you found your voice, you have a voice, but you don't know where do you use this voice in a safe space, then for me, it's the microphone, and you can do the same thing. I found peace in just coming and sitting and just wading through my thoughts here. Hi, Emma. Thank you so much for joining me. And yes, so Finding Happy is about understanding self, and understanding the power in self-discovery and understanding of self. And so it is my hope that as I listen to this radio show, that it will help you understand how your thoughts affect your life, because thoughts are powerful and thoughts are things, right? And then these thoughts become feelings, and feelings, I believe, create like a halo around us, you know? So it's my hope that as I share my own thoughts, it will help you cultivate favorable outcomes and avoid harboring negative energies. When I feel like negative energies are coming into my mind, I listen to music. I don't know if you like music, but I do. I listen to music, positive music, or I do affirmations, you know, or I take myself to to a different place rather than just allowing the negative thoughts to come and stay and reside with me. Because your thoughts become feelings and your feelings becomes actions, habits, you know, that we practice. So hopefully listening to Finding Happy podcast, you will get some kind of insight, I hope, into how your thoughts affect your life and how it influences your feelings and how your feelings influence your actions. You know, so because we have to tap into that unconscious, that subconscious mind, and somehow become intentional about what we think based on what we desire. You know, oftentimes we talk about what we don't want, but it's important to focus on what you do want so that those things can actually manifest and can happen and can come through. So, like I said, this morning I woke up and I'm thinking I'm single. I'm feeling I'm single. On the other hand, I feel like I fear men, like because that's the what I'm inclined to. So there's this fear that I think I've developed over time of trust and security and feeling like if I give my heart to someone, if I really truly love you, will that be safe for me? Or will I just be left with a heartbreak? And this is something that happened to me. There was this guy that we met. And for 1 month, we were just great. We had a great time, great connection. We were not in the same place. It was long distance. We're in two different countries. But we were having great conversations, you know. And there were times when I was like nervous about where we were heading in the conversation. And then there are times when I was just excited, you know. And then we met and it changed. And it was a bit, I didn't understand it. And for a long time, I just couldn't understand it. I just couldn't understand it. And it really bothered me, you know. For a long time, for months, well, almost a year. Yeah, no, I know that. That was too long. But for almost a year, I spent the time trying to understand what just happened. Like, I feel like we just became something completely different and I was unaware, you know, and it kind of shook me for a while there. And I remember when I met that person, I was pretty bold. I was so confident. I was unafraid. I would speak my mind if I wanted to, you know. I was, sorry about that. I wasn't afraid. Hi, Vinny. I wasn't afraid, but then I'm fantastic. Thank you. I'm very blessed. I'm feeling very thankful. How are you? I hope you're feeling well too. Well, today I'm just talking about feeling single, being single, and my own thoughts around that topic, because I woke up feeling very single. So I thought I'll just talk about it, and perhaps talking about it will help me get some perspective and will help me maybe not feel so single, if that makes sense, if that makes sense. But I do believe that everything that happens in my life happens for a reason, and there's a cause. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that things happen for a reason and nothing just happens. So as I woke up this morning feeling single, not just thinking I'm single, but just felt single. I didn't feel alone. I just felt single, you know? And I don't know what it's like for you if you are single or if you're married, what it's like. But that's just how I woke up feeling single. I was listening to this YouTube video, and it was it's titled "Why God Wants You to Be Alone." I lie there in my bed and I was listening to it, and it sounded interesting. I started asking myself the same question, you know, like, why does God want me to be alone? I don't know that it's God that wants me to be alone. I think it's my choices that I've made. Growing up, I saw a lot of poverty around me. I saw a lot of unwanted pregnancies around me, and I remember saying to myself, that's not going to be me. And so I took the path of, I need to get an education, I need to establish myself, and I need to get my own self together, because I wouldn't want a child to live the life I lived, you know? God bless my parents. They did their best, and I am thankful for them. They're no longer here. I'm really thankful and grateful to them, you know, but I also understand the challenges they faced. And so I remember a very, very young, from about 8 years old, I was like, no, I'm not going to have a child in a circumstances that would be unhealthy. And I think as I grew older, you know, that thought grew, and it continued to grow to the degree that even now I tell myself I want to have children, but I'm terrified of having a child in this world. And I tell myself I want to be in a relationship, but I don't know that I truly am ready for that kind of commitment. And so as I wake up feeling single, all these thoughts are going through my mind, and I'm asking myself, what do you want? What do you really want? So I don't think it's so much that God wants me to be alone while I am alone. I think it's my choices, my mindset, my thoughts, perhaps the fears I have locked in my subconscious that I have not yet really confronted and stuff. So, you know, those are some of the thoughts that I've had. Okay, so Vinny says, people who finish their grads and who are in their 20s mostly love being single for a longer time unless they start doing a job or do the business well. Also, there are people who also have girlfriends in their college life and also maybe their boyfriend, sorry, their best friend, is that what? Yeah. And have relationships, and then when things go well and wanted also get married. I love being single, and also here in India, we do say in a funny way that you live happy when you're a bachelor. And we also say in a funny way that life of a husband is like slave of wife. That's funny. Oh my goodness, that's funny. Thanks, Vinny, for sharing that. When I was in college, you know, I was so focused on escaping my poverty. I was born in Jamaica, you know, from the Caribbean. And there are different kinds of people here, by the way, not just poor people. Some people think there's lots of wealth in Jamaica. How I grew up, my parents were teenage parents. They were young parents. I think I'm the third, and my mother had me at 21. I think her first child was when she was a teen, I think 16. I think, if I remember correctly. And so you can understand the challenges they had. And then she was put out by her parents, by her mother. So it was two people who I think didn't really know who they were, you know, but they got together and they tried. And so, yeah, when I was in college, my focus was I had to achieve, you know, I had to do well. Maybe that's when I should have thought of having boyfriends, and, you know, it was a late one. I'm now 39 years old. I'm not married. I'm not in a relationship, and I've never had a full-time relationship. I've dated, and I've dated long distance, but I've never had that in your face, in your space commitment. I've never had that, and I don't know if it's to my detriment. Am I missing out on something? Or, or, you know, my time will come. I don't know. But again, I woke up feeling single, and I thought, how best but to just come here and share my thoughts. Maybe someone else is feeling the same way, or maybe not, you know, but that's what I was feeling this morning. And life is a beautiful thing. And I'm so thankful. I've been very, very blessed. And I'm thankful. You know, life is a beautiful thing. And I think sometimes we lack has an impact on us. They always talk about the grass seeming greener on the other side. Having the desire for things we don't have. And I think that's a real thing, that sometimes when we don't have something, we think about it, you know? And what I really want to leave this conversation with is focusing on what we do have. So I may be single, I may feel single, but I'm also very blessed, you know? And I have hope. I have hope that someday I'm going to meet someone and they're going to meet me and I'm going to be what they desire. How about that? Someday, right? And Vinny says again, nowadays children don't want to get married so soon, but they do get married at a proper age. Sometimes when children who are at a marriage age don't find love for him or herself, then parents also share the bio datas of their sons or daughters with their friends and get them married. That's nice. In some cultures, you have a case where persons actually assist you with the connection process, so you can actually meet someone. And he continues, we do have arranged marriages, yes, but also we have love marriages, yes. Well, I'm only interested in the love marriages. Personally, nothing wrong with others, but just for me personally, life of single before getting married is like chilling. Yes, it is, isn't it? It's like chilling and hanging out with friends. The moment the person gets married, responsibilities are expected to be fulfilled, like running a house, doing something for a living. That's true. I've also thought of like I like to have my own way. I like to do my own thing on my own time. So I also have to think about that. And sometimes I do think about it and it scares me, like, wow, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm like, if I were married, would I be able to do what I'm passionate about? Would I have to not work as much as I do? Would I still be able to have friends like I do and enjoy the things that I love to do? Am I going to have to clean all the time? I don't like cleaning. Oh my gosh. The thought of it, the thought of having to clean myself frightens me. And that's something that I've also thought about when it comes to marriages, you know, because I think there's this expectations that a woman should be a housekeeper or a homemaker. And I don't think I'm either. I love doing business. I love being an entrepreneur. I love doing what I do, being a creative person. I love that. So I don't know how that would fit in a marriage. Also, I like to cook. I do. I especially love having a large kitchen with all the fandangles, all the kitchen utensils and equipment. You know, I love having equipment in the kitchen. Like, I love kitchen tools. I love them, right? But would I want to cook all the time or the ways it's expected? I don't think so. Like, I don't want to be that person who every day I get up, I have it in my mind that I have to cook. So again, right, feeling single is not just, it didn't just happen to me. So there are these thoughts that I have. There's a particular way I'm living my life. And so perhaps that's why I'm single, because maybe at my heart, I'm afraid of what I may have to give up. But to get anything, you have to give up something. You know, that's, it's a part of the gig. You have to give up something. Like I would always say, you know, you can't place something in hands that are closed. God can't give you something when your hands are closed or full, you know? So first you have to be willing to give up some things to get some things. And I think getting into a relationship, relationships are powerful. They're powerful tools. They're not just this space or this thing that you get into without cause or purpose. You know, relationships are powerful. It's a powerful tool. And it is something to get into wisely. And so even our mindset, you know, the things we think about, our focus, where our minds are at, all of this impact our relationships and whether or not we even get into a relationship. And so as I am thinking about my own experiences and my own thoughts on the matter, you know, I want to share this with you. It's okay to feel single. It's okay to feel alone. It's okay to feel whatever you feel, you know. It's even okay to feel sad that you're single. Nothing is wrong with how you feel. You're entitled to your feelings. And I had to give myself permission this morning to not feel badly, because I was going to cry, and I'm like, what are you crying for though? Like, if I really have to cry, then cry, you know. But as I thought about it, because I was about to feel sorry for myself, and I was like, why are you feeling sorry for yourself? So you're single, and you know, you can get up tomorrow, you can go out and you can meet someone, you know, and if that should be, it will be. But it's okay to be single. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to go through the process of life. And I'm going to share just my thoughts on what relationships are about or what it means to me. I just want to share this. Thank you again, Vinny. Vinny says, life of single parent or a divorcee also should give themselves a second chance, but if they are willing to live single, then they should. It's up to them. But sometimes when things don't go well and wanted in a relationship or marriages, I feel giving yourself a second chance is not bad. In India, women who are wanting to do a job or anything, even after getting married, they can, but they leave it because of responsibility of running a house, taking care of a child. Depends upon the schedule or routine of the lady, which does changes after reaching the marriage, at marriage stage. Yes, in our culture, in the Black community, it's similar, you know, where it's almost, or it's my understanding that it's similar. It's almost like there's an expectation that the moment you get married or you get into a relationship, your life has to change. You become the woman of the house, the homemaker, the childbearer, the family secretary. And by all means, oh my gosh, I'm not even belittling that at all. How I see it is this. I don't see the woman as a homemaker. I see her as a family manager, right? Someone who is growing and developing and fostering the development of a family, right? Because a family, children has to have a wholesome experience. They have to have a healthy experience. I think women, or men, whoever is building the family, they need to get more credit for it, because it's a lot. It looks like a lot, you know? And sometimes I just feel like it's a little unfair that it's almost expected that it's the woman who's going to do this. And it is something that kind of scares me a little bit, because I love what I do. I'm a success coach and a multimedia practitioner, and I love what I do. I really, really love what I do. And so I am single, and I wake up thinking about it, but sometimes it also scares me that should I change my life from single to in a relationship, will that also require the things I love to change? And maybe they do, maybe they don't. You know, I guess it's whether or not you're with the right person. But I just want to share this, because I think as I was sitting there, lying there, thinking about my own singleness, I you know, started having some thoughts with myself as well. Like, I'm not just going to get into a relationship just because I feel single. just because I feel single or just because I don't want to feel single anymore. It has to be more than that. So what happens when we meet someone? How do we attract a mate? You know, how do we attract the right person for our life, for our lifestyle? Right. So when we meet someone for the first time, we're getting the version of that person that they believe would attract our attention. Right. People are always in audition with you when they are meeting you for the first time. They are testing the waters, learning what works and making trial runs to see what is in harmony with you. You should evaluate the people you meet, interview and assess them. And certainly you should verify their behaviors before offering them a space in your mind and a position in your life. And that is so true, because when we take someone into, when we get into relationship with someone, it's not just getting to know someone. It's not just meeting someone. We're actually inviting that person into our mental space, into our minds. You know, this person is now going to have an influence on us, right? And we're giving them a position in our lives, right? So there should be more thought about it and not just it be a reflex action to, oh, I feel alone, or I am single, so I need to be with somebody, right? We have a tendency to make crucial or critical and life-changing decisions on our chemistry reaction towards someone when it comes to relationships. But if you would never invest your money this way, never, why would you spend your life this way, right? A lot of times we meet someone, or my experience with persons, or even with myself, I meet someone and I like them. Like, you know, I have this attraction towards them, and that's a lot of the times the thing I'm working with, you know, that attraction, that chemistry feeling, that romantic, that thing in my body that makes me feel like, oh my gosh, that's a good kisser. You know, if we kissed, it would be amazing. You know, if we made love, it would be wonderful, mind-blowing. You know, that's chemistry, right? But is that how, is chemistry enough for that person to have a space in our mind? I mean, our mental well-being is so important, right? Shouldn't it be more important who we allow to take up residence there? It's just a thought I'm having, you know? And our life, don't we want to be intentional about who's going to have a position in our lives? Because based on their position, especially when it comes to a relationship, that person who you love, who you're making love to, who you're spending your life with, who you sleep and wake up with, that person has influence. That person will have influence in our lives. So we ought to be intentional when we're going to be engaging someone and inviting someone into that space. And so these are thoughts I have to think about, because if I just lie there and think, oh my gosh, I'm single, then I start thinking, how do I fix this? How do I change this? But I don't just want to haphazardly say, okay, let me just get with someone. No, you know, I want to be more intentional about it. Conscious attraction, to attract the right kind of person who can bless your life and not mess your life up. You know what I mean? So if we wouldn't invest our money using chemistry, then we shouldn't engage in relationships just on chemistry. I'm not saying chemistry isn't important. I'm saying it shouldn't be the key factor, the basis upon which you engage this relationship. It may be the thing that attracts you to someone, but it certainly shouldn't be the thing that is a deciding factor as to whether or not you get engaged with this person in an intimate and long-term way. When we choose people based on looks, lust, emotional feelings, or chemical reactions in our body, we're making one of the biggest gambles of our life and of our lives. And when it works out, if it does, then we should recognize that God's grace is at work, because that was a huge risk. Huge risk, right? Even in relationships, we have to be mindful that we are in essence, getting into a partnership with someone, and we're saying, your lifestyle is harmonious with me, and I'm co-signing that. Yes, by choosing you, I'm saying yes. I love who you are. I love who you're being. I love what you represent, right? And I want to join forces with you, and I want to share your purpose, and I want to share your dreams, and I want to be a part of what you do, and I'm going to share your reputation. I mean, all of these things come together when you talk about getting and being with someone. All of these things come. So it is more than just the sexual feelings, the chemical reactions, you know? But oftentimes that feeling is so powerful, like it's almost overpowering, you know? Like, you can't stop thinking about it. It has happened to me, so I know. And you have to kind of find yourself, you know, and hope that your faith will help you, you know. When we show acceptance and approval to someone we meet, we're in a sense co-signing a behavior. We're telling them that what they did worked. This means that at least in the early stages, this will determine how they continue to show up to remain in favor with us. It is therefore very important to set the tone early in the relationship so that the person understands what is pleasing to you and what is not. That is so important. What we co-sign to. It's like when you're on the road and someone, sometimes the men, they blow you. Or, you know, they to get your attention, what they do. Like, so for example, someone says, hey, you know, and you respond, then they're thinking, hey, was okay, you know? And if they say, hello, beautiful lady, and you respond, then they're thinking, then that was okay, because by virtue of you responding in kind, you're co-signing that behavior, right? So the next thing I want to look at is our relational state of mind. And this is my belief. And this is what I want to leave you with today, because as I woke up feeling single, not necessarily feeling alone, but feeling single, you know, I started thinking about relationships and the role they should play in our lives. Because I think I started thinking about it because I kind of wanted to interrupt my thoughts based on where they were going. Because as I lie there feeling, you know, single, my thoughts were, you know, I wish someone was hugging me right now. I wish someone was touching me right now. I wish I was feeling sexual right now. You know, I was expressing sexuality right now. And then it just kind of hit me like, that's not necessarily because I'm single. That's because I just feel sexy maybe. You know, so I need to not confuse the two. So I just started going over it in my mind. And I thought, you know, being in a relationship has to be more than just having sexual feelings and experiences. So it's about having a relational state of mind, being in the state of mind to relate and to share experiences with someone, to love someone based on who they are, to forgive someone. That's what relationships are about. It's about forgiveness. You know, it's about loving and forgiveness and learning together, you know? So here are four types of people I believe we attract. One, the fantasy, right? The available and the purpose-driven, right? So, the fantasy, the reality, the available and the purpose-driven. Interesting. So the fantasy, and this is all in my opinion, so you may not agree and that's okay, right? So the fantasy is the people we meet who fit the ideas we have created in our minds based on our own ideals. I fantasize a lot. I don't know about you. but I'm a creative person and I'm always fantasizing. And even when I think about the kind of guy I want to be with, you know, I fantasize about somebody who's romantic, someone who, when he touches me, you know, if he feels something and I feel something, someone with whom I can connect through chemistry, you know. That's my fantasy, for him to be, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, you know. Yeah, I like farmers. I feel like I would like to marry a farmer. You know, I want to watch him in the field doing his thing, looking all sweaty and sexy. And that's for me. It's not, maybe not for you, but it's for me. But I'm talking about the fantasy. That's what we hold in our minds, the people who fit the ideals, you know. I want him to be God-fearing. I want him to be this tall, and I want him to be that height, and I want him to be have this accolades behind his name. Like, for me personally, I don't know that I would want to marry someone who goes to work for someone else and that's all he does. I have nothing. There's nothing wrong with working for other people. It's just me personally. I'd like to marry a boss. Again, we're talking about the fantasy, right? I would like to marry someone who's an entrepreneur. Even if he works for somebody else, he also is creating his own thing. I like that kind of thing, you know? I like that. So I don't mean that he can't work for others, because whether you're an entrepreneur or not, you are working for someone, your clients, your customers, right? But I just mean I would want for him to be creating something for himself as well, even if he's working for another company. Like, there should be some kind of personal project that he's building and cultivating and creating, because I'd love my children to be able to learn that and to inherit that, right? So again, that's the fantasy. The next one, the second, is the reality. Now, the reality is the people we meet. It's the people we meet based on the circles that we're in. This is location and access based. This includes people we know and meet through people we know. So the reality are those, the actual people we meet, right? The actual person. So this is Mass Joe, and Mass Joe works down the street at the supermarket, and so, that's it. And like Vinny was saying just now, you know, like, sometimes parents connect you with people so we can meet people, you know what I mean? Hi, Vinny. Yes, my podcast, well, it's a radio show. We're on UME Radio. There's an app, or you can go to umeradio.com. It's in the link is in About Us. And it comes on Thursdays at 10 a.m. every Thursday at 10. So I was saying in the opening that I don't usually get up and just start recording like this. I usually, please read my comments and tell me. Okay, I'll share my feedback on your comments. I usually go live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. We broadcast in New York, but this morning I just woke up feeling this way, so I thought, you know, let me talk about it. Okay, so your comments. Yes, it's Friday. It is Friday for me too. It's Friday morning. I just woke up feeling single, and so I thought I'll have the conversation. So that's why I'm here. I don't usually broadcast at this time, but I'm having a good time anyway, and I hope you are too. So you said, what I meant by sharing the bio datas and getting them married is that parents share their bio datas of their sons or daughters with not just their friends or parents' friends, but also with Indian priests. Oh, and then priests or friends of parents find a guy or girl, and then priests match the birth horoscopes like astrologers and make both the families of boy and girl meet, and then girl's family, who comes for first time at house, look at the boy, and if they feel the boy is suitable for the girl, then the family of the girl brings the girl to the boy's house, and when the families talk, and if they the duo, boy and girl, or man and woman, who talk for 15 minutes alone, says yes to marriage, then they get married. Oh, okay, this is arranged marriage. Okay, thank you so much for sharing that. But like I said, we have love marriages. any schedule of a podcast. Yes, Thursdays at 10 o'clock and on UME Radio. And I'll have them posted here on Podbean as well. What I think about them, we love love marriages too. Yes, I do. I don't know that I could do an arranged marriage. I don't know personally. But you never know, right? But the thing is, this is it. I believe in purposeful relationships. You're 23, I'm 39. I believe in relationship of purpose. Because I'm not just single just because I don't have a choice. I have chosen to be because I don't just want to be in a relationship just because I want to have sex, see, or just because I don't want to be alone. I want to build a partnership with someone. That's really what I want, a partnership that flourishes, a partnership in which we're forgiving, we're thoughtful, we're able to be ourselves, you know? We're able to be ourselves. So I don't want to just get into a relationship just for the purpose of that. But getting to the place of meaningful relationships sometimes takes time. It takes time. And these are the things I had to kind of say to myself this morning because I just felt very single. And, you know, it's not every day that I feel this way. And I don't recall feeling this way in a very long time. So this morning when I got up and I felt that way, I thought, you know what? Maybe someone else is feeling this way too, you know? And so I thought, let me just have a conversation. Let me go to my safe space. The microphone is my safe space. And so I came here and you're thoughtful and nice. And I'm really thankful to you. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny, for communicating with me. You know, it has really helped. It really has, you know? And so I was talking about being in a relational state of mind and the four types of people I believe we meet. And I talked about the fantasy, the reality. And I think that's what you're talking about, what you talk about with arranged marriages, to me, sounds like it falls within the reality of meeting people, you know, people who are in your circle or are brought into your circle. Then there is the available. The available people are people who we put ourselves in place to meet. People who we put ourselves in the place to meet them. For example, when we join, I used to be a part of eHarmony. I was on eHarmony for about 3 months, I think. I met some interesting people, nice people. Nice guys. They were, you know, had some good conversations, but didn't quite work for me. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It does work because it taught me a lot. I think, you know what? eHarmony taught me how to love myself. It really did. And it taught me that people, there's so many different people out there. You know, I met different guys from different backgrounds and the conversations were rich. And just different kinds of rich. You know, I met people in Scotland. I met people in New York. I met people in the UK. I met people all over the world. And the conversations were so diverse and they were so different. And it really made me appreciate myself and my Caribbean experience. You know, it's beautiful. And love yourself wherever you are. Love yourself, okay? So the available people are people who we put ourselves in the position or in the place to meet. And then there is the purpose-driven people. And the purpose-driven people are the people we meet based on divine authority, I believe, right? I believe that the purpose-driven people that we meet are those people who connect with us based on our purpose, based on God's intention, based on our authenticity, who we are authentically and who they are authentically. And when that connect, I believe that's the best kind of relationship. When you find the relationship that connect with your purpose and you're on the same journey. not the same journey, but similar journey, you know, that you're going down this road together and you're growing together and you have interests in similar things. And it doesn't mean in all areas of life, just from a perspective of purpose and what really matters to you. People who share your belief system, for example, it has to be challenging to marry someone who believes something completely different from you. For me, I see that just being a lot of clashing. So it's important to know yourself first, right? The best opportunity you will ever have with someone is when they're in their authenticity and you are in yours. You have to be in your authenticity or you're going to attract who you are or who you're being at that particular time, right? People who are authentic make it difficult for you to truly assess, people who are inauthentic, just a note I wrote, you know, as I was thinking about this. People who are inauthentic make it difficult for you to truly assess whether they are a good fit for your life. Inauthentic people are people who say one thing and do another. People who feel one thing but say another. People who think one thing but do another. Authenticity is the opposite of this. Authentic people are those whose thoughts, feelings, and actions are in harmony. When we align our minds, our mouths, hearts, and our feet, that's when we are in our authentic authenticity. In other words, when what we think, feel, and do are the same things, when they're in complete congruence, that is, right? So if you got nothing from what I said here today, I'm about to wrap up. Oh, you said another comment from Vinny. Even love marriages are accepted when boy and girl share with their parents, and if the girl's parents and boy's parents feel that they both have good families, then they get them married. In love marriages, people are in relationships before marriage, and if they feel they can live happily together, they're compatible, understanding, trusting, adjustable, in bad times or in troubles, take care of the family, live happily, obey the elders, take care of the child or children well, and also forgiving each other for the mistakes. Absolutely. Then they get married, I feel. Thank you so much, Vinny. You're so lovely. That's true. Yeah, because the real thing is, and this is what I'd like to leave with you this morning. I'm about to wrap up now. And thank you so much for even listening, for being here, for keeping me company. It's very, very early where I'm at now. It is now 7:09 in the morning. By they, I meant the duo, the boy and the girl. Yes, I understood. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny. I'd like to leave you with this. If you're feeling single like me, or like I was this morning, because I'm feeling a little better now, still feel single, but yeah, a little better. If you are feeling that way, I want to say to you, you're not alone. You are loved. You are loved. You're special. You're amazing. You are wonderful. And the right person will see that and will be attracted to that. And you'll attract the right person in time. Being single doesn't mean that you have to be unhappy. Being single doesn't mean that you're lacking something. Being single doesn't mean that you failed at anything. And these are things I had to say to myself, because at one point in time, I was saying to myself, have you been so focused on achieving that you've neglected having a family? And for a while, and this is not the first time I've thought it, you know, it has always come to my mind and I would just brush it away. But today I confronted it, and no, that's not why I'm single. You know, that's not why I'm single. I'm single because that's just a moment in time in my life. And at this point in time, that is where I am, right? Because that's where God wants me to be. That's where He needs me. That's where He needs to use me. And so I will take the time to learn who I am and to continue to evolve and to learn who God is and to understand my purpose and His will for my life. and pursue his purpose. And if I pursue his purpose and he determines that I still should remain single, then that's going to have to be something that I accept with peace and love and harmony, because I believe in God. I trust him because he has shown himself to me. And I hope I'm not offending anybody, because that's not my intention. But he has shown up for me in ways and proven himself to me that I trust, and I know that he has plans for me. And if his plan is for me to be single, then my prayer is that he gives me the strength to fulfill his purpose and to live the life he wants me to live. And in the meantime, I'm just going to love everyone. I love you, Vinny. I love you, Emma. Thank you so much for being here with me, and for all the persons who are on the line, who are listening, thank you. And may you be blessed. And I hope you never have to feel alone in your life. And if you do, I want you to know that you are not alone. You are loved. You are loved. I am powerful. I am loved. I am happy. I am purpose, you know. I am strong. I am bold, you know, and so are you. So are you. So thank you so much for sharing your time with me, for being here with me this morning. I so deeply appreciate it. I want to wish you a fantastic day. May you just have an amazing day today. May today be wonderful for you. Thank you so much for listening to Yumi Radio. This is Finding Happy on Yumi Radio with me, Coach Raquel. And it's just been a really inspiring morning. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Please have the most amazing day. My time zone is New York, and it's 7:13. So thank you so much. Please get our app, UME Radio. That's the letter UME Radio, one word. It's on iPhone, on Apple Store, and it's also on Android. Okay. No, the show comes on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, Vinny. Oh, bless you. You're so sweet. Thank you. Yes. That's correct. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a blessed, blessed day. Goodbye. And you're very sweet too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.